Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the One Most Compassionate, Most Merciful, Most Kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to Remembrance. I want to encourage you to go ahead and just take a nice gentle breath. And just notice how you're really feeling. Notice what's true for you. Just noticing how much space there is to feel exactly how you're feeling. And then just bringing your attention to your heart, letting your head bow, letting your heart bow. Letting yourself begin to call the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart. And just calling through your heart and then noticing the response. And also noticing, is there any way that you're still pushing? Is there any way that you're still hiding how you truly feel? Is there any way that you're covering over or thinking you need to feel other than how you feel? What if you just feel really tired, for instance, or sad, or stuck, or happy, jubilant, content? We have all kinds of reasons for not wanting to feel or not thinking we should feel how we're actually feeling. Worried that perhaps we'll upset someone else by how we're feeling. Worried that we'll never escape. If the feeling is not something we like, if we give in to it. I want to say that just for this time, give in to it. Surrender. This is the weather system that is present in the beingness of your body, your emotions. What if you could feel tired and still remember the presence of the divine? Is love available even here? Is God available even here? However you're feeling. See if your calling out and your remembrance can come from the place of how you're feeling rather than from the place of how you think you should feel. Mm. How does it feel to notice that you can feel exactly how you're feeling and still be in presence with the divine? Still notice the presence of love. So often we feel like we need to get centered. We need to be in a certain space before we can connect with the divine. And that assumption forgets that the remembrance is a relationship. And it has to be an honest relationship if it's going to be a connected relationship. And to feel the connection, you can only connect from where you actually are. Your alignment is right here where you are, not somewhere else. And continuing to call the name of the divine through your heart. Continuing to call. Continuing to remember, no matter what's true. Not trying to change it or fix it. Just remembering and the love. And the divine. And God. And this too. Allah. Allah. And just noticing what happens in your heart and in your being as you're able to really settle into exactly how you feel without needing to change anything. Noticing the quality of your connection with the divine and through your heart and with the presence of love. One of the things I've observed, especially with the topic of tiredness and fatigue, is that when I let myself be tired and I still connect, there's a tenderness that can come through, a special quality of tenderness that may not be accessible ordinarily. It's quite a special feeling. It's a real gift for my own heart and from what I've heard from others who experience it. What is that like to allow yourself to be in the tenderness that comes from fatigue or tiredness? Or whatever you feel arising from your natural state, from what's true for you now. And just noticing if you have any authentic gratitude or appreciation for anything you may have experienced during this remembrance, and letting yourself express that to the divine. And taking a nice gentle breath, knowing that the remembrance is always accessible. To allow yourself to move back into your day. Peace upon your heart.